Chapter 1, December the 16th, 1811. Fitzwilliam Darcy dropped his head back into the squabs of the carriage, with a sigh. The last thing he desired was to journey across town. Why had he capitulated so easily? He raised his head and levelled as stern a glare as he could muster at Richard.
"I must insist you tell me where we are going."
His cousin, who sat across from him, grinned and crossed his arms over his chest. The lout had to enjoy being insufferable. Why else would he behave so?
"My, but you are ill-tempered this morning. What has you in such a foul mood these days? I thought your stay with Bingley was to be a remedy, not make matters worse."
Richard tried his nerves more often than not, but Darcy refused to let on the true reason for his displeasure.
"If I am ill-tempered, why would 2 months in a house with Bingley's sister improve my disposition?"
When he awakened this morning, he had not expected he would be journeying to Cheapside today. At Richard's first mention of the trip, he had refused, but his cousin, a colonel in the regulars, was quite adept at picking and picking until Darcy relented. His cousin had not learnt the art in the army, but instead, from the years they had spent together in their youth. All Darcy had wanted was for Richard to cease his torment, which meant he now sat in a carriage bound for Cheapside of all places.
"Are you not aware how much I dislike the balls and the dinner parties of the season? I have endured Miss Bingley's daily presence for months, as well as that infernal ball at Netherfield, and now your mother has insisted upon prolonging my torture by demanding my presence at her Twelfth Night fete. Then I have been invited to a dinner party given by none other than Miss Bingley, as if I have not had enough of her cloying remarks and fawning compliments. I should think those upcoming two events alone would be enough to sour anyone's disposition."
Darcy steered his attention to the view outside the window. What he would not give to avoid any further discourse on the subject. He needed Richard to give him quarter. A hearty chuckle came from across the carriage.
"I admit the lady is not well liked, but the only teeth set on edge by Miss Bingley belong to you, cousin, and I dare say it is your own fault."
Darcy's head jerked back.
"My fault?"
Richard shifted his sabre and relaxed further into the seat.
"You are too concerned with offending Bingley to treat his sister as you would most ladies. You grit your teeth and accept her attentions when you should be as intolerable to her as you are to the others."
He inhaled, in an attempt to soothe that well of pressure building in his gut.
"I may not enjoy speaking with the ladies as you do, but I am not intolerable."
Truth be told, he had only ever enjoyed speaking to one lady, Miss Elizabeth Bennet, and today his cousin dragged him away from his library to Cheapside. Cheapside of all places! He had refused, if for no other reason than to avoid another reminder of the lady, who consumed his thoughts of late. Her uncle lived in Cheapside, did he not? Was there nothing that would spare him the torment of her memory? Unfortunately, his cousin would not leave him to the solitude of his library, and had pestered him. Why could Richard not leave him be? The colonel barked out a laugh.
"I beg to differ. I've known many a lady who was offended by your method of keeping them at bay." "I have no wish to be ensnared by any of them, so I ensure I do nothing to encourage their hopes."
With a heavy exhale, Darcy grimaced.
"But I am afraid my latest endeavour to be of aid to Bingley has not helped the matter with Miss Bingley."
His cousin lifted his eyebrows and leaned forward in his seat.
"So you have saved Bingley from himself once again. What was it this time? Another bad investment opportunity?"
Darcy shook his head.
"Bingley became enamoured of a local girl while in Hertfordshire." "Well, that does not sound too dire," said Richard,
dismissing it with a wave.
"He is always fancying himself in love. The notion passes soon enough."
Again Darcy shook his head.
"No, this time was different. Bingley showed a decided preference for the young lady from the first evening of their acquaintance, and by the ball it had become evident that he had raised the expectations of the neighbourhood. They all believed him soon to propose."
His cousin furrowed his brows.
"You felt a marriage to this lady to be imprudent?"